Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Onega Boyd, the basketball coach, Luke Baxter, after going 1-1 the past two games. First, Coach, talking about that game against Foot Hills, good to get a win in the win column.
Yeah, it was good. The boys needed it. You know, we kind of played without a couple of our main guys the first four or five games of the year, so we're starting to get back on track. And Flint Hills obviously wasn't a real tough opponent, but I thought after the first quarter, I thought we did a lot of good things. We had a lot of good flow and really did a lot of, like I said, just did a lot of good things in the game, the second, third quarter. And a lot of young guys got to play a lot, almost half the game. So it was good for the kids, and they were excited. And it's always good to get a win. Especially playing a bunch of good teams early on in the year, it was good to get that monkey off our back and then get ready for Troy.
Yeah, and then talking about the game against Troy, 67-61 double overtime. It was a real tough one. In the end, unable to come up with the win, but you guys really battled yesterday.
Oh, I thought our kids just played hard, physically and emotionally, and I thought we were locked in mentally. I told him it was going to take 32 minutes to be locked in mentally. I knew they'd play hard, but they had to play mentally tough, and they did. They played about 37, 38 minutes. You know, we had a couple lapses there, we had about a minute lapse there in the second quarter and at the end of regulation where we just weren't quite mentally there. We were up one with the ball, and I felt like we could have taken care of it and won the game in regulation. But I was very proud of the kids' effort. A lot of kids stepped up. A lot of kids just showed a ton of improvement from the beginning of the year. And we're just going to get ready for Washington on Thursday today. And I know these guys are going to come back ready to go. And that's all you can ask. And we're going to go give them hell on Thursday.
Absolutely. And kind of talking about one of those kids that's really stood up for you. How about Ty Figge? I mean, he really stepped up late. He had 8 points in the fourth quarter and in overtime, unfortunately, before fouling out. But tell us what made him so good and down the stretch.
He's just a tough-minded, good, hard-working kid. Been through a lot and not the most talented kid, but plays his rear end off every night, doesn't give up, and plays to the end. He's the type of kid that down the road, we're gonna start winning some of those games. And he's the type of kid, along with all these seniors, come sub-state time, nobody's going to want to play us because we're going to give everybody everything they got, and he's one of the reasons we're going to get there.
Absolutely. You guys fought hard yesterday, and you certainly will again come up here on Thursday. Best of luck against Washington County. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, thanks a lot.
That was Onega Boyd, head basketball coach Luke Baxter here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.